Okay, so my name is Sadie Phoenix Lavoie, and I'm interviewing
Monique LaPlante
at the Two Spirited Gathering at Beaujolais on August 4th, 2018. So, do I have your verbal consent to do this interview?
Yes.
Do I have your consent to do audio recording?
Yes.
Okay, great. So this shouldn't take too long. I'm hoping it may be like half hour or whatever, because obviously you want to check out the No Talent show. So I'll just go through it. You can share whatever you like. I'll be quiet. I'll probably do like nods or whatever. If you see me touching this, that's not cued for you to like stop talking or anything. It's just me adjusting. And yeah, we'll start with that. Is there anything, any questions you have before we start?
I think I'm all right.
Okay. Yeah. Great. All right. Is this your first time at the gathering?
Yes. Yeah.
What brought you to the gathering?
A desire to learn and be with community. So earlier this year, I started making a point of collecting my friends who'd been inquiring about having a specifically Indigenous group to just be able to chat with and explore information with, and what is culture, identity, etc. And we reached out to the elders and they brought us in and really recommended that we came to it as part of our learning.
Cool. What is your take on the gathering so far?
From my experience, so far I've found it's very educational, and I find that it's a very emotional and free space in which to just have room to do anything at your own pace in development. And connections, the development of connections, learning, and just being within that and figuring it out. I think that's nice. So that's my take so far.
Maybe you want to explain where you're from, where you come from?
So I'm trying to figure out, because everybody has a definition of what that is in many ways. So I was born in Winnipeg and I grew up in the Pembina Valley Hills with my mother. And I come from my mother, right? And I come from my father. So my mother's European descent and my father's Cree. And I grew up with my mother, visited my father sometimes. And then I left home when I was a teenager, and I've come from Winnipeg. That's informed my experiences. And then I come from a long history of colonization and also abuse to my Indigenous family, so there is no recordings and understanding of what our history is. So I come from that.
How do you identify yourself?
In pronoun or in general?
Both.
I identify myself in pronoun as they, them, she, her, but I also identify myself a lot with how my work and how I relate in the community. So what I do for community, or what my status or relationship with community is, how I identify myself, and it informs my value.
Well, the second question, have you always identified yourself as that way?
Okay, so I identify, yes. And then if this is to do with the Two Spirit, then Two Spirit is new to me as a label, because I've been out since the 90s, and lesbian and gay was the terminology. So, I mean, I'm just going to be more specific because we're at the Two Spirit Gallery. Then as things like gender fluidity started coming about, and two spirits started coming about, and queer, it started making more sense to me. And so Two Spirit is something really new, and I'm still figuring that out. Queer is something that I'm much more comfortable with, and being gender fluid makes the most sense to me. So it's all new, and it's always changing, ever changing as the language changes. Yeah.
I know you touched a little bit about community. Can you tell me more about that?
Like, who is my community?
Yeah, how would you define community? And
Yeah, that's layered. So a specific community to me is my friends, and those are my chosen family, and that's my community and who I spend time with and share and learn with. And then there's external community, like the queer community beyond that, that maybe aren't my friends and family specifically, but that I feel connected to and that we do learnings with and I help and develop events with or for and do healthcare for. And then there's the community of Winnipeg and the Indigenous community at large that I feel connected to. So it's layered for me, but I feel involved on every level in that. And even just like being part of Earth, like in the world, and even considering, yeah. Anyway, that's it, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your journey as a two-spirited person? You know, two-spirit, spirituality, activities you've done.
Okay, so for me, if you're touching on two-spirit and spirituality specifically, two-spirit for me made the most sense when it came to gender fluidity, not spirituality. And that's because I'm not very spiritual as a person. It's something that I'm trying to figure out. And to be quite honest, quantum physics and quantum mechanics make the most sense to me. So basically, looking at the world in terms of how everything's interconnected, like the butterfly effect, we're all one and everything is everything and nothing all at once, makes the most sense to me. And I think what I'm trying to understand is language can be really confusing. And so the term spirit is really hard. The term soul with Roman Catholicism being my history with my mom's side has really really affected my ability to venture into that and develop that, because I resisted it because I didn't like that, because it makes you so individual and isolated from the rest, and I couldn't identify. So the science of all that made more sense to me, that we all became one and we're all cells, and like explained it. Then I started understanding and looking at Buddhism more and the philosophies in there, and that made more sense. And I was trying to find it, but it wasn't me, it wasn't my culture. And so I think understanding the two-spirit spirituality thing is just understanding that I am part of something and everything all at once. And that's the part that can make sense. But I can't see a higher power that is separate of me. So that's where I'm at with that. Okay.
Maybe touch on, like, a little bit about your history and like when you came out and, okay, and things like that.
So in 1998, I was 17, and I came out with my girlfriend that I had met when I was living by myself in Osborne Village. And I was living with some roommates, and I met this girl and her partner, and we were all just a bunch of punk kids all in Osborne Village at the time. It was a very big scene, and where the queer community would feel safe as well. And so she and I were friends, and we ended up together. And we lived together, and we ended up at Kelvin High School together. And it was special in that, we did a lot of work developing, like there's some alternative programming at Kelvin High School for unusual high school courses. And part of that was really helpful, because we ended up in like a health and wellness peer support program. And the leader of that program was a lesbian identifying individual. And at that time, GSAs didn't exist. And she actually legally couldn't tell us she was gay. And if we told anybody that we knew, she would get fired because she wasn't allowed to be in a high school setting and as a teacher or a leader. And so we were really scared about that. And it was hard to be out, but we were. But it was hard to be out and feel really safe. And that actually had an effect on my post-secondary choices. And I always wanted to teach. And I always liked kids and wanted to really be in the middle years and help in that. And I thought about it a lot. And the risk of being fired and the risk of being blackmailed for being gay and worried about sexual assault charges, even though I wouldn't ever touch a child, but that threat and being afraid I'd go to jail as a teacher made it so I never did that. And And then being part of the queer or the lesbian gay community in Winnipeg, I was really in the Indigenous community. And that community and myself, there was a lot of healing that needed to be done. So there was a lot of drugs and alcohol and drug abuse that was happening. And that had me lose my way a lot, and had me spin in university for years, and had an effect on me being able to become a professional. And I ended up, I was there forever. It took me till I was like 30 to really like start my business and move on and be in a healthy place. So yeah, there was that. And yeah, I guess now, like in the last, cause I'm 37. So in the last 7 years, it's been a little bit easier. There's a lot more language and acceptance and community. And even though I was with an Indigenous community in my early 20s, in the early 2000s, I was looking for it, but I couldn't find the people that were part of this Two-Spirit gathering that they've been talking about, that's been in existence since 1990. And I can only find it within the bar scene. So I'm really thankful that there's that healthier component that is, for me, healthier, like separate of the alcohol and drugs, because it can very easily, I'm very susceptible and worried about that, you know, connection, and that while needing to be with people, you know, that know me or understand being Indigenous. Yeah.
How would you define family, and maybe talk a little bit about that?
So family has always been really important to me, because there was a house in Winnipeg that my grandmother, my mom's mother, had, and I grew up with my mother and my father left. And so my grandmother was the most important person to me. My best friend, like, sat with her till 4 a.m. talking and telling stories, and it was so important. We played cards. And that house was where all my mom's siblings, all five of them, would congregate and their friends would be. And so that was family and home all the time. And then, but living with my mom in the country, it was really toxic. And my mom was really abused by her father. He was actually a psychopath. And so it was really serious, manipulative and physical, but mental abuse that my mom went through. So it made her very dysfunctional, and it triggered a bipolar issue. And it made her really wonderful, beautiful mother, and a very hostile, abusive mother. And so I started separating myself. And then that house, that home in Winnipeg, had to be sold, because my grandmother went through a financial crisis, and it had to be sold, and the family no longer got together. There wasn't a place for them to come together. And I was with just my mom, and that's why I moved to Winnipeg, was to get away from my mom, because it was really abusive. And my father wasn't there. Anytime I saw my father, he was very broken. He's an alcoholic, and he never went to school. He did farm slave work, as far as, like, in his terms, that's what he said. So he never actually went to school and learned anything in school, and just became a laborer. And so he didn't understand family. And so what I ended up finding on my own in Winnipeg were friends that understood me and showed me love and care, and partners in their families. I could observe what love and healthy love was. And I ended up finding that family was with those that care for you and love you, and that you can select them. And so it can be chosen. And it's about that support and care and network, regardless of, you know, it being somebody that's genetically connected to you.
So maybe about your chosen family.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to talk about a little bit.
They're just, for now, the people that I'm with are friends that I've had for years, and new friends that are queer, some. And some aren't, and there's little kids involved that some have given birth to, and that I'm considered an auntie to, that I spend time with. And there are transgendered women, men, non-identifying gender fluid folk. There are people that are young, young adults and elderly. I have people that have been in the community that I grew up in Rose Isle that still I'm connected with, that show me caring and check in on me. I'm not too sure.
Where do you feel most safe and why?
I feel most safe in my own bed. And because it's quiet, I'm an introvert, and it's quiet and it's my space, and it's something probably that I can control. Only those invited are welcome in that space, and that's my own. And again, like I said, it's quiet and peaceful and comfortable and warm. Yeah, that's what I need. That's why. Yeah.
Is there anything that I haven't asked that you like to talk about?
No, that's good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah.
It means a lot.